I'm gonna start rocking in 1 second. I just have two more quick things to copy and paste. All right, what is up? I did not get a ton of sleep last night because I had one of the longest days in the history of my talking career. I've had longer days doing Sullivan and Son, like doing rehearsals and stuff, but my day started at 6 a.m. yesterday. After landing at 12:30 at night, I wrote for Crowder, and then I did this stream, and then I went to the Daily Wire, where I did Andrew Klavan show, and then I shot two PragerU videos, and then I did an hour with Michael Knowles, and then by the time I got home at 7, I realized I'd been drinking coffee all day, and I had talked so much that I couldn't wind down. I don't know if that's ever happened to you guys. So what I did naturally... what I did naturally was I started a Netflix show that froze on mine. I always get choppy video on YouTube. I guess Vimeo is no different. Chat will be dying about that. When did you do Shapiro? Owen didn't know when to switch from coffee to wine. Exactly. I didn't take my own advice. Hugepianist.com probably has a good stream. Facebook.com/Owen Benjamin or Vimeo.com/Owen Benjamin. And, PayPal.me/feedthebear if you want to super chat me. Yeah. So, no, I didn't Metzger out. I didn't Metzger out like with coffee. I just start watching a Netflix show. So I watched Wild Wild Country about this cult in Oregon. And I proceeded to watch all the episodes. And it was awesome. I had some issues with the tone, but it's one of the most fascinating stories ever, and I set up a bunch of stuff that I want to show you guys. Also, I just added a date for Eastern Washington because me and Amy are doing a tour across America to see where just nice places to live potentially. Portland. I'm adding a Portland date as long as I'm in the Northwest, so that will be at hugepianist.com. Before I talk about Wild Wild Country, and again, if you want to, I can't see the chat now because there's like too many of them. So if you want to chat with me, just paypal.me/feedthebear. I wanted to show you about my day yesterday. All right, so check out this legend, little Shapiro action. And we were just riffing for a while, man. He's a cool, cool dude. I was telling him, and he's the only dude that's ever made me want to buy sheets. And I was writing this this joke idea that he thought was funny. I want to get him to do it, but I had to go do the Prager stuff. But I want to go up to my Jewish friends, like dudes like Shapiro, and I mean, if Sandler would do it, that'd be unreal, but I have no idea. And I want to do a sketch where Elliot Hamilton from Daily Wire said he was down too, where I find out just because, I find out from the fellas on Twitter that I'm a shill for Israel and that I'm owed shekels. And I'm like, you know, I always just thought Israel was a cool country, but apparently I'm owed some money. Who do I talk to about this? And then I go to all like different Jewish friends, and I'm like, so what's going on with the shekels you guys owe me? And it's like, what are you talking about? It's like, you know what I'm talking about. Apparently, there's a price to not ask too many questions. Did you get my wrong address? I just think it's funny, the sketch of a guy that's kind of a piece of shit and just kind of stumbles into this thing and doesn't really understand that it's all insane. That's one reason why I don't even believe that some of these guys even think that someone can be a shill. Because how would you get paid? Like, I just did a Facebook post where it was like, I'm real tight this month until April 18th. That's when I get my my box of shekels from straight from Israel. There's a couple Jews that chip in so that I talk favorably about Israel and don't ask too many questions. So that doesn't come until the 18th. But I don't know what the shekel exchange rate is right now. I don't know what it is in Litecoin or Bitcoin. I don't know. I just thought I'd share that with you. And in this picture, we look... but then he posted this where you can kind of see our size difference a little bit. I look like I'm... taking my son to work, or I'm like really proud of my son. Because I look odd, my face looks oddly weird in that. Like, I look like I could be 60 in that picture. So I'm like, my boy just played his first Paganini piece on the violin. I'm so proud of him. All right, so then I hit PragerU. Check this out. And man, I love those guys. And they, after we shot these videos, they were telling me that they're potentially interested in doing a weekly show with me, like a comedy show. They like my vibe, and they want to work with me. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but the whole crew at PragerU are just wonderful people. And they were literally to the point where they're like, well, let's talk budgets. And I'm like, holy shit. Because people like that are going to replace networks. They already are. I mean, they've gotten a billion views on YouTube. I thought this was funny. I bet if I was a damn polar bear, I'd have my food already. Silly black bear. I'm going to do that joke tonight. I haven't done it in a while, but I really want to do that racist animal planet. I think it's a good bit where it's like all the... Because it's not about racist. Maybe I should frame it different. Maybe people are just more scared of black animals because of night. Because every David Attenborough Animal Planet thing, they always talk shit about the black animals and not the white animals. They're like, yeah, we have the black puma as he stalks his prey. Vicious. Well, here we have the snow leopard, as elusive as he is graceful. You can almost never catch one in the wild because they're so responsible. Here, we have the rat. The dark rat as it scurries around spreading plague. Well, the white mouse works with scientists to cure cancer. Here, we have the polar bear. His environment is shrinking. The ice is melting. And he sits there drinking a Coca-Cola. Such a beautiful bear. Well, farther south, the black bear is making trouble for his neighbors again. Silly black bear always getting in the garbage cans. Here we have the killer whale. It's the orca, and it's black. And it really doesn't kill that much compared to other animals, but it's up to no good. Well, this ferocious fellow over here is a great white shark. Because even though he's scary, he still kind of gives me hope on some level. Yeah, we have the panda bear. Black, white, and Asian. Very confusing. He's kind of a dickhead. He just, he won't breed in captivity. He won't fuck to save his own species. And he insists on only eating bamboo from Whole Foods. Because he is a... Hello, I'm a panda bear. All right, I'm going to work on that somehow. My David Attenborough sucks, but it just has to sound opulent. All right. I'm checking on you guys, make sure this is working. Black, white, and Asian. Funny thing is, kids, my brother chose panther and me bear. That's awesome. I watched a doc where orcas straight chased a humpback mom and child and brutally drowned in... Oh, is that on that... Oh, man, I could have had a good punchline there, but I was too slow. Did you watch that on Gold Star? What the hell is that called? Something Star? Where the black dudes punch each other in the face all the time? All right, so let's talk about... A bit about animals, how they mirror human societal segments. Well, I just think the reason that black animals get a bad rap is simply because of nighttime. It's just, if it's dark outside and an animal's black, you can't see the animal. It's insanely intuitive. Oh, World Star, yeah. All right, let me check on these PayPal, see if any of you guys want to throw the old bear some shekels. I'm obsessed with shekels. I've been saying it all day long. Because me and Shapiro were riffing on that idea about, hey, I've heard around the campfire that you guys owe me some shekels. Maybe it's not for everybody, but I'm a bit of a fan. Hang on a second. This hotel always sucks for internet. Frederick, hey man, you don't need to read this on stream, but here's something I wrote. All right, I'll read that after, buddy. Thank you, Frederick. You're the man. Brandon. Hi, Ellen. Please look into Brave Browser. It's a privacy-based browser that is also trying to help publishers fight demonetization. It blocks all ads and trackers. By the way, this isn't me reading an ad sneakily. This is just advice. But soon, if you opt into Bowl and Branch or Birch Gold, baby, I'm telling you right now, you want to get that Bowl and Branch. If I had time, I didn't have time, but I wanted to shoot on the Daily Wire state, like on as the Daily Wire set. I wanted to do a... him trying to sell Bowl and Branch sheets as Jimmy Fallon, and then him trying to sell Birch Gold as Vince Vaughn. Whereas Jimmy Fallon, he'd be like, I mean, these are really good sheets. I mean, they're so soft. It's great. You roll around, make like a fort. play with the pillows. And then Vince Vaughn selling Birch Gold, he's like, baby, I'm telling you, you want to put a little of that gold fuck, you want to put a little honey in the Big Bear's pot? I don't know. I'm too tired to do that right now. All right, if you become a Brave verified publisher, I will be sending anything I earn your way, and I'm sure others would too. Make a note, Brave browser. Yeah, man, I don't know. It sounds a little intense for me. I don't know about this whole, like, I make money if someone else signs up. I did that once, like, when I was a fucking child, and it backfired. I would live to hear you try to play We Can Make the World Stop by Glitch Mob. You're probably not familiar with it, but I would love it if you gave it a listen sometime. Yours truly, Laughing Spear Bearer. Yeah, I'll write that down right now. It is called We Can Make the World Stop by Glitch Mob. The G in my keyboard doesn't work, so it's right now it says Glitch Mob. And Julia. Big Bear, my husband called me a radical because I listened to you, Shapiro, and Crowder. The soy is spreading. Thank you for making life bearable, Silk Chance Bear. Well, it's going to be hard for you to conceive when you're finally ready to have a child, when you have a husband like that, because he's currently not making sperm with attitudes like that. If he thinks me, Ben Shapiro, and Steven Crowder are radical, you know, three men that are representing what America's been since its foundation and what men have been for thousands of years, just very basic stuff. If he finds that radical, then he has no... He has no sperm in his balls. He has no tea. And so I suggest he never goes into a sauna because that'll kill all the sperm. I don't know what to tell you, but he's definitely sipping on a big old sippy cup of soy. And tell him, I personally said that he can go fuck himself. That he can go fuck himself and he can listen to Rachel Maddow all day long, who's actually a radical. Silk Chance Bear, you look at your husband in the eye. And I'm not one to tell women to talk shit about their husbands. I'm all about women supporting their husbands. But you look at him in his eye, and you're going to see soy in his eyes. Because it clouds the eyes. When you sip on too much soy, it's almost like looking into the eyes of a junkie, right as he's about to die. And you just say to him, you got no jizz in those balls with an attitude like that. Now get out there and make me a sandwich, bitch. You say that to your husband. You say, make me a sandwich, bitch. Owen Benjamin said to say that. Because he's a radical and you a bitch, bitch. That's my advice. Thanks for everything you do. Been sharing with my family and as many friends as possible. Come to North Carolina. Can I be Downer Bear? Yeah, Downer Bear. You just wrote a really positive message for being Downer Bear. That's hilarious. I am coming to Portland, Kirkland, well, Bellevue, and an Eastern Washington one. So go to hugepianist.com. Also, you can pick up my specials. Or... Patreon/WDTL, but the Patreon's gotten legit, so just come to my live shows. I mean, you can always join Patreon. I put stuff up there that I don't put anywhere else, but it's gotten really legit. Like, I'm very humbled at the support, so, you know, why don't you buy yourself something nice? Why don't you buy your husband a cup without soy in it so he stops fucking saying that I'm a radical because I believe in, you know, providing for my family and doing my own chores, not worshiping Rachel Maddow's stupid glasses. She looks like Michael Knowles. All right. Hi, Bear. Hi, Big Bear. I want to claim Bogus Bear. Bo Gus is my stand-up DJ name. Love the line on social. Yeah, welcome. Welcome the line on socialism leading to starvation and genocide. Oh, yeah, it does every time. For the last few years, I've used the following line. Not sure if I heard it somewhere or I came up with it myself. Can't find it anywhere else. The only thing socialism produces is abundance. Oh, the only thing socialism produces in abundance is shortages. That's a good line. That's a very good line. Because everyone's equal if they're starving. Have some honey on me. Thank you, Bogus Bear. Mike Freeze. Hi, Big Bear. This fiver is a gift and a test. We'll send more. Well, thank you. A fiver will buy me a beer tonight. And I'm going to need one because I am worn down already. But once I hear the sound of the arena, the gladiators, you know, once I hear the crowd, just, Maximus, Maximus. I'm going to go out there and I got something planned. I'm going to get a kazoo. That's all I'm going to say is I'm getting a kazoo. And I am going to play the fuck out of that kazoo tonight. I'm just going to play that thing. Just like that, Angelina's husband plays his soy flute. Trying to join the Super Chats on my phone while I'm at work. Well, thank you, Michael. And yeah, it's a good time. Gina, racist pet adoption. Least likely to be adopted are black dogs and cats. Fact. Right. That's one of the reasons Benny's black. I wanted to break that cycle. And Benny was such a good dog. He still is, obviously, but I felt bad about that. It literally is not about race. That's why I don't want to perpetuate this ridiculous Marxist bullshit about, like, that everyone's secretly racist all the time. So I'm not even going to make it about racism. I'm going to talk about how just black things are scarier at night because you can't see them. Unless you tell a really good joke, then you see them smile. And that also is not a racist joke. It's funny. Eric Nimmer says that white people's... When I'm in the rain, a white person smells like a wet dog. And I laugh my ass off. So, at night, if you make them laugh, you can see them. It's the same fucking thing. There's no hate in that. Locomotive Breath and I were just reminiscing recently how you had terrible trouble pronouncing our bear names at first. We thought it would be hilarious if you had a bit about horribly, hilariously misreading vanity license plates. Yeah, like, I'll think of some. That's funny, dude. Brandon from Manster Bear. Here's your damn shekels. When will the new Steins be for sale? Soon, this week. They should be at my house by now. I've got every item you've sold ever since the hat and the Stein. I even have the trading tree. I need your Stein to go with my Crowder mug. I love it. I was trying to hold the Crowder mug during my Michael Knowles interview, but I was like, they turned them into ashtrays. Like, they have this real Bloods and Crips, East Coast, West Coast shit going on with the tumbler, leftist tears, hot or cold, which Angelia can use for her husband's tears. You can get a tumbler, and when he cries like a child, like Jimmy Kimmel, hearing that lions get hunted by lion hunters, you can hold it in the tumbler because he thinks I'm a radical. And he can go fuck himself because I'm going to play the kazoo tonight with a lot of sensitivity. Adam, can you stop in San Jose between Irvine and Washington? No, it's all planes. There's a lot of closeted libertarians in Silicon Valley. Oh, of course there are. Engineers, dude. Engineers. Wait till I talk about this wild, wild country. I'm almost there. The Improv and Rooster Teeth Feathers are great comedy clubs. They are, and so is the Punchline Sacramento. Great club. Cheryl, Owen, you set a great example. You stood and let ugly leftists say and do what they wanted, and you didn't run away and hide like they would do because they are unrepentant pussies. You stood firm, and you are winning. I've always said, become a victim by chance, remain a victim by choice. That's an awesome line. Wow. That's a great line. Become a victim by chance, remain a victim by choice. Keep fighting. I always have. Have a great show tonight. I love Vince Ben Owen. Oh, thank you. Yeah, they all do cadence. They do selling cadences. It's hilarious. Like, they just, it's that Middle Eastern, like, because Vince Vaughn is a quarter Syrian or Lebanese? He's a quarter Lebanese. And there's just like a certain cadence to one of my history teachers used to call it downtown on our globe, which was the Mediterranean and the Middle East, because it was trading for thousands of years. So you can just, I can't speak Arabic or Hebrew or any of that shit, but you can like hear the tones of sales. China does too, but you know what they say in China when they're selling something? I swear to God, guys. They go, nigga, 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 nigga. That's what they say in China when they're selling something. Hand to God. And then someone steals your bike. But they just go, nigga, 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 nigga. Can I be barely sober and also drive through the Rockies on your spirit quest for a home? I will. Amy wants to hit up Colorado, Utah. I know, but she's so pregnant. All right, so let's talk about this movie. It kind of blew my mind. Oh, and I also have to quickly show you some stuff that is unbelievable. Well, first, this is funny. This is the Los Angeles version of the Change My Mind, of Steven Crowder's Change My Mind. I took that photo yesterday at Whole Foods. Change my mind. I'm gay. Okay. This is mind-blowing. Someone painted this for me. That's a painting of me and my son and some random chick. That's by Wobbly Bear. She is very, very talented. Wobbly Bear. She painted that shit, yo. She painted it. It's incredible. Okay, so Wild Wild Country. They said it's about a cult. I got to research how to be a better cult leader. I do. There's always time for research and development. By the way, the Unbearables are literally the opposite of a cult, and I'll explain. There was this guru guy from India, this guy with this really long beard, and he's always doing this, and he never talks. And his chick, his secretary, but they're all into like orgies and free love and all this stuff. She basically became the mouthpiece of the organization, and they moved to Oregon, and they set up this whole civilization, right, at Antelope, this little town called Antelope. And it's like 50 people living in Antelope. There are these like old Christian conservatives that are hilarious. They're like, these people are weird. Because they could like hear him like fucking all the time and stuff. Like these people were like wicked free love. And you'd see this like old Christian conservative lady being like, I felt like I was in their bedroom. They're having relations. I saw one having relations on the bridge. Who are these people? And so they set up this this cult. And they're all dressed ridiculous. And it's, what was I going to say? Oh, I wrote some stuff down. Because I got all these pictures to... Oh, so the woman, she's constantly talking about how the government, like the local government, they're trying to get elected to office, right? Because they want to start overtaxing the locals and taking all their land. And they become cops. But they're dressed, they always wear pink. Always, or purple. So even these cops are wearing like pink and purple and shit, right? And so they couldn't get enough votes. So they started importing homeless people from around the country to vote. Guys, it's a microcosm of our political. They are the microcosm and an exaggeration of the American Democratic Party, the left in America. It's so profound when you're watching it. Because they're bringing in, they're selling all these homeless people that they're going to love them. And they're like, come brothers, come sisters, come. Come rejoice. You've never been truly hugged. And they all come in buses. And you see all these people buying into the Kool-Aid. You know, all these homeless people are like, we stand. I've never been hugged. And they're all dancing and orgying and all this shit. And it doesn't work. And so the lady just like kicks them out. She's basically like, you guys get out of here, you filthy fuckers. She doesn't say it like that. She's like, hello, I'm from India. But they don't care about these people they're importing. It kind of blew my mind that the people that are vulnerable are still going to be, I don't know though, we have this welfare state, but so did they. Oh, and they were also drugging them the whole time with like a light amount of depressants because a lot of them were psychotic. And they just wanted their votes. And then once they realized it didn't work, they like kicked them out. But it gets way funnier. Okay. So her language is constantly about bigotry, how she's they're a religious minority. And they always talk in feelings. Like they're always like, there are not enough words to describe how awful this legislature is. And it's just these old dudes being like, we just don't want you to have relations in the street. And they're like, our religion is our religion. Then there's this old dude with this big beard who doesn't talk for 3 years. He's just going, okay. So I got more for you. It's, hang on. So you see how the leftism plays out when it's all about carnal gratification, just constant. And then Hollywood gets involved. Like the producer of The Godfather becomes like one of their main donors. And they just keep giving this guy shiny shit. He has like 20 Rolls Royces, and everyone's wearing pink. All right, so let's start looking at some pictures. Guys, this is what the guy looks like, right? That's how they're all dressed. Kind of remind you of somebody? Oh, yeah. Talking about Justin Trudeau. Yeah. All right. So these are the cops, and they're like, they're all in a cult. And they poison people. They poison the town constantly because they're trying to figure out how to poison them at the right time so that the people don't vote. Because it's all about money. They're just scammers. They're preying on just fucking people that don't have God in their life, you know? And I highly suggest you watch it. But look at some of these images, right? All right. Here's the main lady. I mean, come on. It's the same human being. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, guys. They dress like crayons. It's a woman who, it's like Lady Macbeth like crazy ambitious psycho lady. They dress like trans, and they're with these sex addict weirdos, these charismatic sex addicts, and then they just try and get power. It gets so much funnier. Wait till I keep telling you about this hilarity that ensues. Oh, and that's why there's another hopeful thing. The good guys will always come out with this shit. Always. All right. So this is what a cult march looked like. I mean, come on. Does that? It's the same shit. And for those of you listening, it's the woman's march. They're just dressed like crayons. All right, look at this. All right, come. I mean, look. Just look at this shit. I mean, come on. It's the same mental disorder. And they always talk about how they're victims and everything's I feel. They never debate shit. Like the local legislature will be like, can you stop orgying at the child's park? And they're like, you, sir, are a bigot racist. And he's like, lady, like, just don't come on the swing set. And the men, look at this shit. I mean, they're just so emasculated. I mean, it's like, look at this guy. Look at that guy. He's so stupid. I see another picture. I mean, look at these people. It's the same shit. They dress them up like crayons. Because then what happens is, so this lady, because the thing about people like Hillary Clinton or this woman or any of these leftist people, and it's also men. I know leftist guys, and man, they talk so much shit about each other, but it's all secretive and passive aggressive. That's why they're big into poisonings and social media. They want to poison you, or they want to talk shit on Twitter. They'll never do it to your face, or they'll never stab you right in the face. It's always a poisoning. It's real passive aggressive. It's about control. So this woman starts getting a little jealous because this bearded man starts hanging out with the Hollywood crowd and getting more shiny shit. And so they have more access to his life. So she gets pissed and tries to kill a couple people and then takes $50 million and bails on a plane. And the guy who hasn't talked in 3 years publicly for the first time, he's like, she is a bitch. It's laugh out loud funny. He gets so spiteful because he's all about control. It's not about enlightenment. It's not about God. It's not about spirituality. It's not about religion. It's literally about control, right? So he's furious that this woman took control in that situation, stole his money. So you can just tell he's like a scorned cult leader. He's like, she's on hard drugs. She will kill herself. And he's like this gentle guy who never talks. And so that's how what happened to Trotsky and Stalin. They always splinter. When you don't have a shared goal or you don't have some sort of ideal that's above the secular, and you're just always in that power grab, you fracture. It's like, look at LGBT now with the rainbow flags. They can't put a Star of David on there, and then the Islamists, and it just fragments. It becomes nonsense. And that's what happened to them. And they all end up in jail, obviously, or it all breaks apart. Like, okay, this is one of the homeless guys that they convinced was like part of something bigger and great, but really they just wanted his vote. And then as soon as they didn't need him, they just put him in vans and dropped him off around the town. And all the Christian conservatives are like, we don't know what to do with this guy. He just keeps urinating and punching the bench. And the cult stocks up on like crazy amounts of weapons, but they all sound like super sensitive and gay. They're like, well, this is my AK-47. And it all just goes to shit. And the same dudes that started in the town finished in the town. But the filmmaker, Mark Duplass or some shit, he blocked me on Twitter once. I mean, Twitter blocked me on Twitter. But he has that tone where he almost seems empathetic with the cult leaders. Like at the end, they like play all this like sad music when like they're talking about the legacy of this fucking retard. And it's like this emotional music. And I'm thinking like this guy poisoned people. He manipulates people. He's an asshole. He has 20 Rolls Royces. If you think that he's not just blatantly a bad guy that deserves shit, it's one thing. There's this one character who tried to kill a guy, but she didn't kill the guy. And then she got free of the cult, and she came back to America because her son had cancer, to see her son, even though she was facing life in prison, and they gave her time served. And I like that. I think people can be like, if you're in a cult way too long, and you do something noble, like you come back to see your son before he dies, that's great. But that fucking guy, like the legacy of Osha, I just don't understand people, like how anyone could possibly side with that guy or these guys. Like, and the cops start abusing their power, but they're wearing pink. I don't know. Let me check some super chats, and then I'm gonna go get a kazoo. What else I want to talk about? Oh, and they always talked about, these are things to watch out for in both cults and leftism. That's why The Unbearables, ironically, is the opposite of a cult, because it's all about free will, and it's all about support, and it's not about control, and it's not about orgies. I will never try to or want to have sex with any of you. I will never encourage you to have sex with multiple people. I will encourage you to get married and have children, because that it increases the probability that your children will have a good, stable life and you will have a better life. As Papa Bear quoted yesterday in a Bible verse, that something about God is a big fan if you get married. That's what it meant. I'm not good at remembering the old-timey words. There really is cults, and the left is a total cult. It's such a cult. They're all about transforming the planet. They keep saying, we're going to change the world. And the non-cult is clean your room. Control something. Be a master of your own area before you try to change the world, you narcissist. What else they talk about? Oh, they were always terrified of betrayal. When you have shared ideals and you have trust and you are a good person and you do things good, you don't really get paranoid. Like, I don't have paranoia with the bears. Like, I've just given people money that I have never met ever. Not a lot. I'm not saying it's not a lot for me, but at the time could help people. And that's the best spot. And I feel no paranoia. Lately, though, I have had twinges that people are, just because of the shame mob, that they're trying to, like, fuck with me. But that's because even if I get fucked with, I'm still myself. I'm still not a fucking liar. But when everything you do is a lie, you think everyone else is like you. You assume that. And then it just crumbles. You know, Trotsky was Lenin's guy. Trotsky was supposed to come after Lenin, but Stalin was more ambitious. And so he had someone stab him in the back of the head with an ice pick in Argentina. They had spy devices everywhere. They were very restrictive on behavior, just paranoid. And they were proposing utopia, and all the pictures and images is just smiling and dancing and free love. And it was all horseshit. It was all horseshit. And there's nothing funnier than seeing, like, these really dramatic-looking people. Like, there's scenes in, like, courtrooms where they have their lawyers and they're, like, fighting for all this shit, but they're still dressed like fucking idiots. Like, I'll show you a picture. Like, okay, like this guy. That's like the cult's, like, nicest pink. And look at, like, this Philip Seymour Hoffman guy sitting next to him, like, this guy is so fucking weird. I mean, if that guy in the gray suit is the non-weird guy, that's insane. I just think when they're like, they're forced, and then when the cult disbands, this one woman starts crying, thinking about how excited she is to wear turquoise. Like, look at the normal men, and then the cult guy, and then the leftist, the soy boy. Look at him. That's like that girl's husband who said I was radical. It's like that guy, even though he's the guy in the cult. But he insists on wearing pink. But the guy next to him, he's like, oh, look at this like radical American wearing brown. Fuck that guy. All right, what was I going to talk about? Oh, they always kept telling everyone was fascist or Hitler. And they always kept saying stuff like, I have no words. I have no words to say to you bigots. And they kept saying that the town was trying to limit their power because they were afraid of them. Sound familiar? Islamophobia. They're like, you are afraid of what is different. Their plan, which came out later, they were poisoning the town with this, like, stomach bug. They kept making everyone fucking puke. And they were trying to take control of the town so that they could get rid of all the other people. And the way that they got around that was being like, you, sir, are a bigot. And at the end, one of the guys was talking about how one of the normal conservative guys, was talking about how these Indian scam artists saw these rich Europeans looking for God, and so they gave them fake God and all the sex they could want, and they just stole all their money with coercion. You know, you guys give me a $5 super chat, that's, I earn it. You give a guy with a beard who hasn't talked in 3 years a fucking $300,000. One guy gave him $1 million watch. And they're like, when I gave it to him, I cried. And then after it all went to shit, they felt like relief. They're like, finally, I'm free. It's like, these people are fucking cowards. Like, it starts off with all this sex and dancing, like a disco cult. Everyone's having a blast. And then slowly, they just become these, like, humorless lizards. It's so much like Hollywood. You just see them being like, who do you need me to kill, master? And they're like, wait, my pet. Keep building my underground chamber. And here, drink this. Drink this chocolat. You won't feel a thing. I mean, free love, right? How wise is he? It's just so obvious. So young people out there, just please, please don't fall for any of this bullshit. And that's the whole left now. The left is, they drugged all the street people. Oh, and they had no regrets. And then when it all went to shit, the town maintained the political power. She was acting just like Hillary Clinton. She was like, this was the fault of the town. The town would not open their hearts to what was different. And someone was like, you tried to kill 5 men. And she was like, that was because I was good at my job. It's just about power acquisition. Logic does not work. So, perfect example of how ethics will help your life, right? So Bhagwan, this spiteful little fucker, when Shelia takes his money and bails, and he goes right at her neck, right? He goes right at, goes right on television and is like, she has committed crime. She wanted to explode bombs, like just ratting her out because he just wanted her to burn and wasn't thinking. Compare that to what happened with me, with that woman who started all that shit in my town about being offended at a show she didn't attend and how everything went haywire. I don't even really know this person, and I didn't go for her neck. And you know what? Long term, it's way better for your life. If you go on a mission for revenge, you got to dig 2 graves. Pretty self-explanatory. You know, when you stab, you get it. And now, like, one of the family members of that woman who I like, who has just been, we've had just such a rift in the town. I saw him the other day and we waved at each other. Do you think that would have happened if I had burned her? If I had sickened my social media and my podcasting and all that stuff on her? No, we would be mortal enemies. Her life would have went downhill more than it should have, more than she deserved. And I would have been an asshole and would have dug my own grave. So something to think about. All right, what we got here? Going to read a couple more of these and I'll get my life together. All right, what we got here? Donald. The false soy vision of a world without pain is ridiculous. Progressives need to realize they're conducting a long-term experiment to prove or disprove Freud. I believe mankind will always have evil people. Let soy boys lay down for peace. The dark side of mankind will slaughter their ilk. I think all men will always have evil. I got evil in me and you got evil in you. And I think you nailed it on the head, though, when it's the false soy vision of a world without pain is ridiculous. The concept of a world without pain will lead to the most amount of pain possible. That's the whole thing. It's like you have to shoulder it. You got to shoulder the weight of life, and that's the only way you can pull any meaning or purpose out of it. And then that's the only way you can experience any joy, any feeling of completion, the good type of proud. These people that crave utopia, perfection, are literally aiming our society at absolute soul-crushing dust. Because it's when you keep, it's like credit card debt. You just keep delaying and delaying and delaying paying until it engulfs you. And there is no utopia. Utopia translates, the word utopia means nowhere. The one thing, this is from Pianova, Piano Service. Oh, that's cool. It's a cool name. The one thing the Wild Wild did talk enough about was the school. How was it being a kid in the commune? There are a lot of questions. Well, yeah. I mean, they were teaching. It became a theocracy of this bullshit thing. They didn't show any kids. I'm guessing because a lot of them probably grew up and I don't know. Maybe they were just trying to be merciful. Because I have friends that – I have one really good friend that grew up in a cult. And it, I don't know. Like, it's weird. Like, kids just have to move on, I guess. But our current society is a cult. Like, our schools are a cult. They teach us things that aren't true all the time. Like, white guilt is a cult move. Like, in at the highest level of slavery in America, 1.5% of white people owned slaves. And then – white Christian Protestants out of England were the first people in 100,000 years to even propose ending slavery, and they did. Okay, think about the statistics of, like, black crime. Like, let's say 1% of black people shoot people right now. Imagine saying that that means black people are murderers. That's a racist statement. Saying that because 1% of white people in 1850 owned slaves is infinitely more racist. And it's just insane. And we're taught that. We're taught to feel shame of our history. We're taught to feel that if there is not an equality of outcome, that means that it was because of prejudice. It's just, those are all lies. Those are as much of a lie as these fucking crazy beard people with the pink pants. So we're currently in a cult. It's just, that's why I think what we do on a daily basis with these streams and with the support you guys give each other and all the good vibes is we try and get out of it. We try to get back into reality. And that's what alternative media has allowed people to do, because it hasn't had this, because that's how this cult went down, is when there wasn't that clear pipe, that gatekeeper straight from nonsense to the people. Once there was multiple people and the paranoia kicked in, and it's like the blind man on the touching the elephant, they're all fighting about what it is because they're touching a different part, that ends it. That's why the Praggers of the world and the Shapiros and the Stefan Molyneux and the Joe Rogans and all these guys that can offer different perspectives crumble the cult, and it makes the cult very vicious. And then they call you all these names because they can't argue their point. So they just say, you're garbage, you're bad, you're a racist. It's you that's the problem. It's not me. It's you. That's called borderline personality disorder. It's also clinical narcissism and sociopathy. So you don't want them in charge of the fucking military. Yeah. God, I hope we don't go into Syria. I don't think we can afford to anyway. That's a good thing. It's such a dumb reason. I have friends in the military, and it's like, to put those guys in the line of fire, because that would just suck. I don't want to go down that road because it's just a little depressing. And who knows, it might not even happen. And I'm not an anti-military person. It's not like I just think that would be such a bad move. Like, if you're going to topple a dictator in literally Hatfields and McCoys times 5,000 years, you got to have a really, really good plan afterwards, or else you will just get another migrant crisis and Germany and Sweden, and everyone just gets raped. And Justin Trudeau goes, take the rape, or you're not tolerant. Hey, I'm Justin Trudeau. This is what I look like. If you don't let people of color rape you and your family, that means you are not tolerant. You're not a tolerant. Okay, Adam. Hey, Owen, Adam, Erie, Pennsylvania, loved having you in. And would come see you if you come back. Hoping for Techie Bear. Welcome, Techie Bear. Yeah, I'm definitely coming back. I had a blast in Erie. Erie is, it's like still in the 90s. Erie's still in the 90s. It's still like, it's 1995 in Erie, Pennsylvania right now. Everybody's just like, dude, we're going to a Pearl Jam concert. Did you get that new CD? Fucking Hootie and the Blowfish, baby, all day. Hey, Owen, I don't have much to send. Oh, dude, it's fine. This is just helps, it just helps me be able to read messages. It can be as little as you want. This is just very good for the way my brain works. It's, what the fuck is this? Someone just give me wow, that was very generous. Thank you, Jeffrey Cross. Very solid. You didn't write me a note though, bud. You gotta write me a note next time. Tell me some shit, Jeffrey. I don't have much to send, but wanted to express gratitude for the bravery you and Amy are showing in these times. My wife was a school teacher, but recently quit. And now homeschools are 3 kids. That's awesome. This is often ridiculed here in LA. Oh, yeah, because you got to send them into the gang wars. This is often ridiculed here in LA, but we are playing the long game. Hope to make it to Brea Improv this weekend. Much love. Two racist first-generation Mexican-Americans, baby. Dude, I love it. There's a lot of good Mexicans, man. It's just the illegal ones that are the situation. There's a lot of fucking good Mexicans. It sucks that you guys have to deal with the horde. It gives you guys a, you know, it's like that Chris Rock joke. I love black people, but I hate them niggas. I love that joke. I love saying it. I love saying it out loud in front of thousands of people. Because I really do love the joke. And I also love saying nigga. If there are any more old Bear Steins left, could you save me one for the Pittsburgh show? I didn't have enough money to buy one at the Cleveland show. You told me that I could have one before we walked down to the bar. But I don't like to take things for free, so I didn't take it. Why? Just fucking take it. I have the money for it now, but I fear that they will be sold out forever. Yeah, they are sold out forever. I will give you one of mine. I have like three. Next time, just fucking take it. It's all good. I'm not a sucker. If I give you something, I know what I'm doing. Don't ever feel that way with me. I'm not one of those people that gets taken. I mean, listen, I've been tricked. I've been taken advantage of, but I then learn. If I offer to give you a fucking Bear Stein, take the Bear Stein, man. It's the same with tickets sometimes or anything. It's like that. That's how you build shit. And it makes it easier. Because back then I had more Bear Steins. Now I have fucking three, but you're going to get one. I also brought one for, who needed it this weekend? Someone needed one. I brought one for someone. I can't remember who it was though. My brain is fucking fried. I'm going to sleep as soon as this is over. Fuck the kazoo. Hail and bear with me. But before I get to my question, I want to say thank you so much for my birthday song you did on Tuesday. Of course, Lee. And I'm honored you love the vid I made for you. Oh, dude, it was classic. I'm currently making a better version of the vid with better quality. I'll send it over when it's done. Now, I need some guidance. I'm writing a paper on Che Guevara and arguing why he was an evil tyrant under Fidel Castro. That's easy. He personally executed children. He was awful. He was a rapist. He liked it. Castro sent him to either Colombia or Bolivia to be killed because he couldn't handle his bloodlust. Listen, Stefan Molyneux does a great presentation on Che, and I knew about that before anyway. Like, sometimes Steph will, like, introduce you to some new knowledge, but Che is a fucking vicious. He was Castro's executioner. A 12-year-old once tried to save his father, and Che smiled and pulled out his sidearm and blew the kid's head off almost. Like, almost separated it from his neck as he was clutching his father, who was just a political prisoner. Didn't commit a violent crime or anything, just didn't agree with Fidel Commie Castro. And Che took pleasure shooting the head and brains of a 12-year-old boy. They sell his picture in Urban Outfitters. So we are in a cult. Not the Unbearables. This is the antidote to the cult, bitch. Anyway, I'm including the argument that socialism leads to starvation and genocide in Cuba. My teacher, however, who is a socialist and idolizes Che and Castro, claims that that's false because in Cuba there was socialized... this is crazy. In Cuba there was socialized healthcare and an increase in the literacy rate, so there wasn't any starvation nor genocide. I feel that's false. That's insane, dude. It's insane. They controlled... Also, just bear in mind, the Cubans already had an extremely high literacy rate, and they had very good healthcare under Batista, and it went down with Castro. And that was one of the only stats that wasn't insane. The political prisoners and executions and their economy and everything tanked. Just tell your teacher, be like, so why did 60,000 Cubans die trying to flee on rafts? Like, I can't believe this person is a teacher. One of my buddies... who's in the NRA and does a blog, they're trying to fucking fire him. He teaches fucking special needs kids. They're trying to fire him because of his politics, because he's not a socialist. Guys, it's bad. That's why I fucking work my ass off on this shit. Because we can beat it. The individual, the family, truth, like, speaking truth is the antidote to fucking socialism. And the fact that this is a teacher of yours. People died fleeing. Show me one American that's died fleeing that isn't a, like, criminal trying to get to Switzerland or some shit. It's like, no one tries to leave. No one crawls through barbed wire to leave America. Like fucking North Korea, or swim to fucking Florida from Cuba and drown. Unreal, dude. Yeah, it's false, Liam. Tell your teacher, like, look at your teacher in the eye and go, you should not be a teacher. You should not be a teacher. Be like, you are not, don't do that. I don't want you to fucking fail or whatever. But just know, look at that teacher with, like, they're pathetic. That's literally like if someone's trying to teach you sex and they go, you take your penis and you put a tack in it, then you drink some milk and you jump off a building. That's how you have sex. It's that crazy. This fucking liar. All right, you gave an economic argument. All right, when you explain why socialism always leads to starvation and genocide, you gave an economic argument, of course, because you don't allow the most productive to be productive. You don't know what anything costs because you don't allow supply and demand to operate. Also, tell your teacher that in Soviet Russia, the commies would look at Sears catalogs to have a rough idea what things cost. They had no idea what anything costs. So if you don't know what anything costs based on supply and demand, you charge things but with a random number. And then you run out of the shit. So whatever wealth you had, wealth and food you had up until that point, like let's say there's 1 million people alive because the market economy has allowed 1 million people to live. Now you take that economy and you make it 20% more inefficient. You know, you get rid of 20% of the productivity because you repossess the businesses and the farms of the most productive people. And the Pareto principle exists in the height of trees. It exists in music compositions, writers of books, athletes, everywhere. It's a seashell. It's a small percentage of the population will always produce the vast amount of things and get the most amount of wealth. But in a free market, everyone gets richer the whole time. Socialism isn't about helping poor. It's about hating the rich. It's saying, I'd rather have you not have it than me have it or they have it. Because socialism will always lead to poverty because you don't know what anything costs. And if they talk about Norway, God bless them if they talk about Norway. Just throw out this stat. Be like, hey, teacher, did you know a Norwegian in Norway makes less money than a Norwegian in America? Norwegian expats that come to America to live here make more money here than they did in Norway. So even their like utopia that isn't even fucking socialist, because it still has a free market economy, and a lot of their economy is built on a giant fossil fuel reserve and a tiny population. Tiny population means high accountability. If there's 2 million people, I was telling that to Jim Jeffries once a few years ago. It's like, dude, banning guns in fucking Australia, A, it didn't work at all. And B, what's that, fucking 9 people? Just ask them. Give them a 12-pack of Foster's beer and call it a day. Hey, give me your guns. There's fucking 9 of us. Come to America, 350 million people. We have more illegal immigrants in America than there are people in Australia and people in Norway combined. So you're going to try and tell me that you can't fight, that you're going to figure out the price of every type of shoe. You're going to figure out the price of every model of iPhone. You're going to figure out how to reward people, which will kill their productivity. Let's say that no matter what I did, I made $20 a day. Or no matter what, no matter how hard I swept, I made $20 a day. But in a market economy, if you sweep more, you get more money. Work more hours, you get more money. In a socialist economy, you don't get more money if you work more hours. It's a fixed amount, and it's not based on your merit. It's not based on your ambition, not based on your character. It's based on nothing. It's based on the whims of tyrants. It's based on people that fucking look like this. Like, it's nonsense. It's people that think they know more than you. It's the people that say, hey, 125,000 people followed Owen on Twitter, but we know what's best for them more than they do. It's bullshit, dude. And I want you to smoke show your teacher. But the thing is, your teacher will not let you win the debate, even though you're accurate. I'm telling you that right now. This is one of the things that logical people, that non-postmodernists, that's all I'm going to say. You can be a liberal. At this point, it's getting hard. Classical liberal, like a Dave Rubin. They're fine. You can argue with those guys because they're not postmodernists. They don't believe that everything in life is subjective, that there is no right and wrong, that there is an infinite amount of possibilities for everything. That's called postmodernism. It's nonsense. And it makes it so no one can argue. Because when a leftist says, well, Twitter is a private company, so they get to kick your racist ass out anytime, pube boy. And you go, oh, so is the NFL then. So they get to fire anybody who kneels. And they go, nah, because that is about black man's right. You go, okay, so forget the black people. What about someone who makes cakes for weddings and just doesn't want to make a wedding cake for a gay wedding? That's a private company. They go, nah, that is about bigotry. Have you seen a rainbow? They will never concede. They will say a point, you'll contradict the point, and they'll just go, you're bad. So don't ever try to beat them at our game. Our game is the Socratic method. It's logic. It's objective reality. It's trying to figure out the right answer. That's not their world. You're literally not, it's like metric and fucking whatever we have, the English one, whatever's not metric, English, inches, whatever the fuck it's called. You just, you'll never line up. It's just, you're not living in the same world. So just always figure out how you can make your best argument for the other kids listening. It's not about him. He's fucked. Any grown man that's a socialist is a fucking cunt. They want the government to act like a hit mob, like literally a mafia, and hold a gun to business owners' heads. Literally, Che pulled the trigger 12,000 times. They want to take their fucking business, even though they don't know how to run a printing press. You know, like let's say someone owns a fucking crystal shop. Like you sell crystals. Hey, I sell crystals. It's like, you know who sells crystals better than you? The government, me. Why? What's your experience with shaping crystals? Are you Dolev's dad? Just go, no, I have a gun and I have the will of a monster. So that's why the left is so against guns. You know that, right? Because they would shoot people and take their shit. The reason the right is so into guns is because we see a gun as a way to protect your house. Like I would never picture taking a gun and robbing someone with it. The left, that's their entire economic policy. You get the government to go to people and they forcibly take their shit based on the threat of imprisonment. And then, oh, Liam, oh, what is going on here? What time is it? I want to make sure I'm up to date. And then you keep most of it and in a really haphazard way where you're not an expert at all. Like you think Stalin knew how to fucking cut down trees in Siberia? No, as I was reading the Gulag Archipelago, as a lumber guy, as a tree guy, they were making some horrible mistakes. They could have got a lot more cubic meters of hardwood. All right, here we go. I hope that helped, Liam. Michael, have you considered making history-focused videos podcast, talking in depth about historical examples that you find relevant, combining your humor, historical knowledge, and personal perspective? I would pay for that content. Cheers, barely sober. Yeah, if I do that show with PragerU, I think that would be a major element. It would be a weekly show with structure. I would still do the Bear Feeds app, but it would be like, it would include history, comedy, music, and interacting with people, making sketches. You know, I might be able to fucking hire people. Who knows? A narcissist walks into a bar, and it's all the bar's fault for hanging too low. That's hilarious, dude. You were great and eerie. Looking forward to seeing you in Pittsburgh. Todd, Space Lizard Bear. Oh, yeah, get tickets for Pittsburgh, Kirkland, Eastern Washington, Portland, all at hugepianist.com. Also, my new special, not that new now, it's been a month, been over a month, How Dare Me, and Feed the Bear is a classic. And I want to do another special already. I'm such a freak. Neil, keep up the good work. Owen, glad to see you're doing okay. Bear should support Ted Cruz for his reelection in Texas. Cannot afford to have Texas go blue. 100% agree, bro. And also the way he just shellacked this motherfucker. Hey, I got to show this funny picture. Yeah, look at this guy. Data from Star Trek. Fucking Mark Zuckerberg. God, that guy's such a fucking weirdo. It's like he's not a real person. Estimated direct deaths from Cuban Revolution is between 35,000 and 141,000 people. Over 2 million Cubans now live in other countries to escape communism. Nobody knows how many died trying to escape. Accurate records were not kept on the killings because they learned from the Nazis that was not a good idea. Exactly. That's also, you know how they lower the starvation rate in Venezuela? They stop reporting it. Also, they think Castro raped upwards of 20,000 women. I think that's high. But I know Cuban defectors, and he was a vicious and relentless rapist. And he would just go into the homes of people and just rape their mothers and wives and daughters. So Yeah, because the socialist types, the lefty types, they're all about force. They're about force. They're about taking whatever they want. Hey, Big Bear, I saw a tweet from the Twitter team earlier about their new rules. I wish I'd grabbed a screenshot because now I can't find it, but it stated that about 1% of Twitter users commit almost all of the rule violations. Yeah, it's called the Pareto Principle of Hilariousness. I found it hilarious that they basically proved... Oh, you're saying the same thing. Man, I love you. I found it hilarious that they basically proved the Pareto distribution without even knowing it. Yeah, except disagreeing with Twitter means you're good. If you break Twitter's rules, it means you're one of the good guys. Jack from Twitter is a fucking psychopath. Canabear. Hey, Big Bear, just touching base with $1. Of course. Dude, $1 is fine. It just helps me see a note. I would love to full-time clip your streams for you. I would still love to work for you. I understand you're a busy man, so I can be patient. You're the best. Hell yeah, dude. I'm in. You know I'm fucking in. Thoughts on a TV show like Survivor or Real World, but it's a communist utopia, and see how long they last with all the backstabbing and mismanagement. Or you could just call that brunch with women. Yeah, no network would produce that because they're all communists. You know what I'm saying? All right, guys, I think I'm going to wrap up here soon. Let me see what's up to Facebook. Facebook yesterday said that my video didn't comply with some shit and that I should delete it, and I just didn't delete it. Like, no, I'm not going to delete that, Facebook. If you want to delete it, you can, but I'm not going to delete my own shit. What do you think? I'm like your fucking CEO that has the charisma of a wet washcloth with Asperger syndrome? I'm Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, the testosterone rate in men is dropping quickly. I just want you guys to know that. It's not just that poor woman's husband that thinks I'm a radical. How does anyone think Ben Shapiro's a radical? Ben Shapiro is like as normal as it gets. He's steady Eddie. All right, let me just check in on Facebook. See if anyone has to ask me anything or fucking get in touch with the bear. Because I'm going to sleep. All right, what's up? What's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, yo? Spread the shit. Fuck Zuckerberg. Dude is a fucking dick. Sweet. Well, that's now. I hope somehow it gets to him. I hope somehow it flows down the lazy river of those ones and zeros, and somehow it hits his stupid face. Man, I'm getting a little negative. But two shows tonight. I think some of the Daily Wire guys are going to come down. And one or two tomorrow. I can't remember, but I am going to go to bed. Hugepianist.com to get tickets. These live shows. Let's set a tone, man. Let's make these a fucking party. Because I can't advertise at any of these venues, guys. All my tickets have to come from this shit. Because when they put up posters of me or do their own marketing, fucking socialists and pedophiles literally will call them all day long until they fucking cancel me because they're pussies. So, spread the word. Tell people. Tell people about the Big Bear secret shows. Tell people about it at hugepianist.com. And much love to Ben Shapiro and Andrew Klavan and Michael Knowles and Dennis Prager for having me on all their stuff yesterday. But I really, really need to sleep. And watch Wild Wild Country, because I swear it's a microcosm of American politics. And it's an exaggeration. And it's really entertaining just watching these cultists just be so... They're so full of shit. They're just like, do you feel him? Do you feel the power of our guru? It's like, no, the guy's an old perv with a fucking limp. And he's got no self-control. All right, patreon.com/WDTL, and much love, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm trying to do these every day. I don't know about tomorrow and Sunday. I'm trying to do them more during the week, and I'll keep you updated on what's going down. Amy is doing well. The dogs are doing well. I mean, George still occasionally likes to urinate all over my prized possessions, but it's his way of letting me know that maybe I should too. Maybe I should pull out my cock and piss on my fucking computer, because my G doesn't work anyway. The G on my computer doesn't work anyway. So what am I fucking missing out on? All right, everybody. Much love. Be good to each other. And I hope you enjoyed today's Bear Feed. And if you did, why don't you go ahead and share it? Because I can't promote. Because people fucking protest me because I'm one of those crazy people that don't like pedophiles or fucking authoritarianism. My bad. I'm so old-fashioned that my values date way back to 2011, before Obama had fully ruined the culture of America. Have a great day, everybody.